This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Boulder man is heading to prison after his conviction for selling data from U.S. consumers to a mass mailing fraud scheme. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Robert Rieger will spend 10 years in prison after he was convicted on numerous counts of mail and wire fraud. Attorneys say the 57-year-old sold lists of American names and addresses to a fraudulent client over the course of 10 years. The elderly and vulnerable people were then targeted in a scheme that sent them letters promising cash prizes. Rieger and a Kansas man were working at Epsilon Data Management at the time of the crime. The Texas-based company agreed to pay victims $127 million in compensation in 2021. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The family of Luis Garcia, the 16-year-old student killed outside of East High School in February of 2023, is suing Denver Public Schools. The lawsuit alleges the Denver School Board's decision to remove armed police officers from campuses violated state school safety laws. School resource officers were removed from campuses in 2020 amid protests over racial justice and police brutality. Following two separate shootings at East High, the district reversed that policy last year. Christian graphic artist will get a major payout from the state following a high-profile U.S. Supreme Court gay rights case. CPR's Haley May.
The state of Colorado will soon pay Lori Smith, the owner of 303 Creative, $1.5 million in legal fees after she won a case in the Supreme Court last June. Justices ruled that the right to free speech protects Smith from the state's anti-discrimination law when refusing to create wedding websites for same-sex couples. The ruling ultimately defeated local laws that ban discrimination against customers based on sexual orientation. The state attorney general's office has declined to comment. Haley May, CPR News.
The Colorado State Fair has a new general manager. Andrea Wiesenmeyer takes over next week. She comes from southern Idaho, where she most recently led a county fair and rodeo. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.